Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ken Wright. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Kekic. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Floyd fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Otis moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Shaw scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lamb now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Bebakwa moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bebakwa moves to third. McRae moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Duffy scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Floyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-3 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Floyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Floyd moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-4 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bebakwa scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Gene Garber now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.